Hey y'all, welcome back to Idol Talk. In this episode, we get into the songs that are topping our playlists and should be added to yours. We're talking Karing Daniel's new song Movie, Lehigh's Hollow, Bibi's Be New, and Taemin's Two Kids. No K-flops here, folks, so let's get it.
Hi everyone, welcome back to Idol Talk, where we explore South Korean pop culture one obsession at a time. My name is Nathan, and I'm your host.
Hey everyone, I'm Ashley, the editor for Idol Talk, and happy birthday to my sweet little Leo son, Jaemin.
Oh, I'm going to talk about him later. Okay. Hi everyone, I'm Chris, co-host, and I want to say a very tearful, bittersweet, soon-to-be goodbye to Park Bogum. Because he is leaving us soon.
Aww.
And you all need to listen to his...
He's given us a drama, though. He's given us a drama
that he's leaving us with. But he also left us a very sweet goodbye song.
He did.
So, more news on that later.
Oh, link us. Okay. And I'm Casey, co-host, and I can say with every fiber of my being that this comeback season is absolutely destroying me and my psyche far more than quarantine or a race war or anything else has devastated me. I'm going to be honest. ONU has come
K-pop
back.
K-pop is alive, so
Taemin is coming back. Dreamcatcher is coming back. BTS is coming back. Not only that, but each of my faves has a new visual. What am I to do? How am I going to survive? I think I'm going to die.
R.I.P.
And if you want to stay tuned to hear that, then we'll get into it pretty soon. But before we do that, don't forget to rate, review, and subscribe to us on Spotify, SoundCloud, Stitcher, Apple Podcasts, and iHeartRadio. And send us any feedback that you have at idletalkpod@gmail.com. All right. Well, since Casey, you kind of gave us like a taste of what you were going through, I guess we'll have you start our session where we kind of talk about our K-bops of the week. And these are songs that we either can't get enough of, whether they're new releases or new to us. Casey, you've been kind of out for the last couple of episodes. We're glad to have you back. So we'll have you kick us off.
Yeah, I've been a mother, literally. Not just in my delusions to my son, Hei-chan, but now I'm child-free once again and available for all your podcasting needs. lately, though, as I've already shared, I've been suffering in silence because of all
suffering
these teasers.
In silence.
Literally.
I don't think it's been in silence.
You're right. It hasn't been in silence. It all started.
You've been very vocal.
I got the shout out in the last episode of Idol Talk where you guys talked about Taemin's comeback. So
we exposed you. That's fine.
Yes, 100% exposed me, and we'll talk about it. But I just want to say that my recommendation for this week is a new release, and it's Taemin's Two Kids. We were just two kids, too young and dumb, 어리고 멍청한 서툴렀던만 과감한 조유 날이 서럽던 그날에 너와 날 너와 날 잡아주길 바라면서 밀어냈었고
Are you going to get through this? Or
like... No, when he... Okay, no. I just want to clear my name because Nathan sent a text like early in the morning like, what the fuck is Taemin posting or someone? And I was like, what is he posting? I had just woken up. I look on his Instagram story and it's these like emojis of two white kids or stock photos of two little white kids. And I was like, is this how he's announcing to the world that we are expecting? Because I'm not ready. But anyway, freak out ensued, as detailed in the last episode. It's cleared up now, and I can 100% say that I love Two Kids, the music video. The song I haven't listened to on itself, like, just, like, on Spotify or anything. I've watched the music video over and over because it's just so, like, I feel like it's, my description for it would be, like, raw. He didn't really choreograph, like, have set choreography for the music video. He's kind of just, like, moving. And this was, like, in Paris in the middle of their Super M tour in Europe. So he was just, like... like, where did you even have the time to do all that? Anyway.
Yeah. I remember you saying that, and I was like, dang. And then, like, they're battling jet lag, too, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Or maybe that kind of worked out in their favor. In his favor, specifically.
Yeah.
That's true.
I really loved... I don't know. So, I guess I couldn't really tell by the music video, like... was there set choreography or not? Because I thought that was, like, still choreographed.
No, it was. He was, like, he...
but it was more, like, interpretive, kind of, like,
in his feelings
kind of thing.
Yeah.
It's not, like a choreographed dance, like, move, right? Mm-hmm. Where we're always going to know that little, the shoulder and the lean over dance.
There's no point dance.
Yeah, exactly.
This is not gonna, like, be, like, a viral sensation type of song.
Yes,
There's nothing iconic about the chord.
What did the two kids mean?
Oh, when he and the person he's singing about were young. So they were just two kids dumb in love.
That's cute.
Yeah, so...
such. I love it. I love that, the chord.
I loved the song, and I looked at... I'm glad that, like, SM is now doing... and I think they've done it for a while, but they actually... they put the English subs now. Mm-hmm. And I think someone that actually speaks English, like, fluently writes it for them. Maybe I'm wrong. I don't know. Because sometimes you read the English... I'm not sure, because sometimes you read the English translations on, like, a website, and it doesn't, like, flow that well, because it's not meant to be trans... I mean, it's not meant to be... it's meant to be in the native language. But I feel like when you read it... when I read these translations just straight off of the music video, it kind of made more sense to me as someone that doesn't speak Korean. And what I thought was interesting was... so, Ashley, you were asking, like, who are these two kids, right? And I think that it doesn't become clear that he's talking about, like, a lover until, like, the second verse, when he's talking about, like, their breakup. And, like, in the beginning, I thought that this song, and I don't mean to become, like, so, like, sappy, but, like, I thought that this song could have been interpreted as him talking to, like, Jonghyun.
Stop.
Because...
I knew you were gonna go there.
Oh.
It's... because, okay, so here's my evidence. Okay. He says,
state your case.
Ellipsis. Not knowing it was our last, to the end I tried to argue with you. When looking back, it was nothing. Why couldn't I put my ego aside? ... We are just two kids, young and dumb. So it's very, like, it could have been, like, a friendship. It could have been, and, like, Jungin was always, like, an adult figure to him, and I know that, like, it's two kids, but, like, it's, like, two people, right? Like, and maybe there's some kind of regret there. But then it's made clear that he's not talking about, like, a friend. He's talking about a partner. But that it's not until the second half of the song that that becomes clear. So I feel
your shallow blood runs deep.
You know me. I'm about to get in, like... so,
does Taemin have writing credit in this?
I would think... I didn't check, but I don't think... I wouldn't think so, just based on his record of... he doesn't usually write music.
Yeah.
But I thought it was interesting because it could be portrayed in the first half of the song as, like, a non-partner, as, like, a friend or a mentor, and then someone that is a lover in the second half of the song. So
maybe it's both, then.
I think it could be both.
Yeah, maybe he's addressing all relationships. Mm-hmm.
Right. And even, like, you know, with every song, like, that's talking about, like, a girlfriend or a boyfriend, like, it could be easily just, like, talking about, like, when you're singing it, like, it could be easily just talking about, like, a different type of relationship, like a platonic one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So
I saw this comment on Reddit about the song that was like, y'all know Taemin had a girlfriend when he was 12, right? He's probably been singing about her ever since. And I was like, oh.
Before Replay?
Yeah. Because he said in an interview that he had a girlfriend before he became a trainee. And he became a trainee when he was like 14 12, or whatever. Yeah.
I have a comment about this release. It's not anything about the song. It's about like the way that it was released. So I understand that this comeback was pushed because of his wrist injury. And I don't know how long it was pushed. Mm-hmm. Maybe a couple months. But they really...
It was like about 3 weeks?
A month. So if his comeback was supposed to be a month ago, that means he lost a month of promotions. And now his like solo promotion is overlapping with the Super M promotion. And it's like really fucking pissing me off because it's like he just released solo and you're not even letting it live. Like it wasn't even like a week or 2 weeks before they started dropping Super M teasers.
Oh my god, I want to talk about that though.
Okay, fine.
It's yes, I agree. It's almost uncomfortable how much like I'm trying to enjoy this one, and then like I literally send Casey freaking what Casey is calling glam cowboy like Taemin. And I'm not over two kids yet, but
you're right.
Like the world is still moving.
Right. It's now that you say that, I forgot. I totally forgot about Super M, and I totally forgot about Super M until you sent me that concept photo, Nathan. And it's glam cowboy concept Taemin, which is my weakness. Glam cowboy concept is amazing to me. I love everything about it, and seeing him in this like. It's too much. I had to delete that picture from the text thread with Nathan because I couldn't stand seeing it in the chat history.
Glam cowboy.
I love it so much.
It's weird too because from the other teasers that I saw, they weren't glam cowboy. So like, I just like, why did they decide to attack Casey individually like that?
They personally said,
"I'm not gonna make."
Oh, I do see the glam cowboy now. Yeah. He's actually wearing a white cowboy hat.
Isn't it glam? Yes,
yeah, there's like, it's amazing. There's like it's amazing. Sparkles.
What a vibe!
Yes, it's like a bedazzled glam cowboy legit. Look. And
he's wearing a bolo tie.
It's so good. Yes, yeah, he is wearing a cowboy bolo tie. Hat too. That's amazing. I want to see the whole fit. I want a seven pose photo set, and then I want a behind the scenes.
A jacket making shoot.
And then I want paparazzi photos.
You might get it.
I want
You'll
stage.
Get your glam cowboy stage.
Yeah, definitely.
I'm hyped.
Yeah, anyways, well, we'll probably save that discussion for your next K-pop, which is probably going to, well, maybe. Glam cowboy stage from Super M. But yeah, any last minute thoughts about Taemin?
No, let's just support all his endeavors and get through this together.
So Thank do you, you think that the title release, right? This is just the single. We're still waiting like for the third prologue. Full comeback. I mean, the third full album, right? Like,
yeah.
Is that sound going to stay the same of the more emotional, very lyrical? God, are we going to get
I feel like we're going to get like whiplash going from Taemin's release and then Taemin and Super M at the same time. We're going to be like, is this a bop?
And then
we might get
Michael Jackson Taemin again.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Oh, SM, man. What are you doing?
You want to write to them? I have their address.
Yes, I have their strongly worded letter.
All right, thanks, Casey. Chris, you're K-pop.
Yes, so this past few weeks, I have been living in the Girl Crush playlist.
Oh, yeah.
That has been where I've been getting most of my K-pop music. So this week, I am wrecking Be New by BB. Do you know what I keep myself clear? This is one of those, it came out a really long time, well, not a really long time ago, but it came out 2019. But let's face it, 2019 feels like 10 years ago. So, so
there's no in-button.
It's actually BB's debut single. It came out May 15th, 2019. And so far from like background I got from her is that she was a contestant on the reality show The Fan. And so she was like one of the finalists. I think she lost in the final episode, and she ended up losing to Car the Garden. And so then after that, this is her debut into the scene. The song is very, very R&B. It's cool. I chill out to it once my workout is done. Like, I'm stretching and I'm singing along with this. One thing that I love is I don't know if this translation is correct because I just kind of flew by it, but Binyu means soap. And so the chorus is Binyu, be new. So it's kind of like so she's washing down be new, but I also thought that was kind of a cool play on words because it was be new.
Cute.
Yeah. So
yeah, it's soap. It's literally soap.
Yeah, exactly. So I personally have a hard time deciphering what this song is about. The only thing I see is that she's a very swaggy Korean. I love it. The type of swagginess that I love, the vibes.
Yeah.
But yeah, this is a cool song. We should listen to it.
Yeah.
So what is this? What is this the survival show? What was the type of? Do you know anything about the type of survival show? Because it's not like an egg yolk girl group recruitment.
Yeah,
right?
It's like, not. What is this? I have no idea, to be honest. All I saw is The Fan. I know she got introduced by two artists. Hold on. Reality TV show after being recommended onto the show by Yoon Mirae and Tiger JK, which I assume are producers.
Ooh, okay.
Yeah, Tiger JK is in that iconic hip-hop group. Was that one?
Yeah.
Definitely, they're really big.
It's definitely in the scene that she's in. I'm not sure.
Yeah, that's the same specifics. Tree of music.
Yeah,
people.
Exactly. I've definitely Drunken been on a Tiger. Side of K-pop lately.
That the hip hop group Drunken Tiger. That's where Tiger JK is from.
Okay.
Yeah, Tiger JK. Also, right before that pandemic, came to UCI and performed.
Did you see him?
Oh, really cool.
Did you?
No.
Oh well.
She is signed with Feel Good Music.
Okay.
So
she's cute.
She's
very cute. I just looked her up.
She has I know that she has a collaboration with what's his name? JYP himself.
Yes. I think it's Fever. She has a feature on Fever.
Seriously? I didn't know it was that song.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Eek.
She's cute. I mean,
you should see Casey's face right now. It's just like, yikes.
I'm feeling her songs. There's another one that I sent to you a while ago, Ashley, that step by step. It's, I don't know. It's vibes. I like it.
Yeah, I like that your recommendations weekly have been K-R&B vibes.
Yes.
I feel it.
Yes. Yes.
You did it. You said like several months ago that you were trying to get into it, and now look at you. You
I know.
Are all
I know.
In.
You're finally
Way to
into
accomplish
it.
Your goals.
You're probably the only one that's accomplishing their New Year's resolution.
Yeah,
oh my god.
Literally.
I don't even remember what mine was.
I think it was.
It's okay. Just Sometimes it's better just not to know.
My year kind of exploded, so I'll try again next year.
It'll come. It'll come soon. 2020 doesn't count, so.
We gotta. This right, is a gap year.
Ooh, then I'm not 27.
Yeah. All right, thanks, Chris. So my K-pop of the week is going to be Lee Hi's Holo. One day it will stop. And I'm gonna stop crying, stop feeling, stop thinking about you, my baby. I have a lot to say about this song, but I don't know where to start. Lee Hi really gets to me. I love her music. I love that she's trying something new. This is the first release that she's... Well, in terms of... Well, I think this is a very much a continuation of her sound, but she's kind of starting her new career in AOMG. She's no longer in YG in that...
In the dungeon
that we've been speaking of. Like, I've listened to a lot of, like, YouTube reactors talk about this song, and they always bring up, like, YG, right? And, like, they're like, yeah, she was so great, and the only qualm that we had was that she didn't have enough time, like, in the spotlight with them. Mm-hmm. So, I'm glad that she's having her time, and, I feel like in terms of the message of this song, it's very heavy. The music video portrays her younger self, and she's, you know, going through the motions of life, but also portraying a lot of kind of like the negative times that that we all inevitably have. And she's chilling with this girl, really young girl, and it's supposed to be her former self.
Ooh.
And she, well, these are the theories that have been posted and talked about online. And in the climax of, well, I'd say the climax of the music video, she dives into the water, this young girl, and she's trying to drown herself. And Lee Hi, in her older, matured self, saves her and kind of picks her up from the water. And it's supposed to be... The song isn't necessarily supposed to be focused on that per se, but it comes, like, after is kind of, like, where the message of the song really is. So it starts talking about how, you know, when... It's a very similar message to, like, Breathe, and I saw this comment that said, like, Holo is Breathe's, like, sister.
Ooh.
And,
oh, I love that.
Yeah, and it very much is.
What is Breathe's message again?
It's basically, like, you know, times are gonna get rough, but, like, things are gonna be okay, and... Like, you've worked hard. Like, that's the ending of the song. And Jeonghyun wrote that. So, like...
Oh, I remember now.
Yeah, so I won't go into that because I can talk about it all day. And Casey's here, too, so...
We're gonna enter Jeonghyun missing hours.
And, like... Yeah, for some reason, Casey and I have been talking about Jeonghyun, like, very frequently. Like, these last couple days, which was weird. But, yeah, it quickly turns into a song that's supposed to be very healing and very inspiring and very uplifting. She talks up, and, like, one of the lyrics says, the chorus goes, I'm gonna stop crying, I'm gonna stop feeling, I'm gonna stop thinking, I'm not gonna cry anymore, I'm gonna break out, I'm gonna take more care of myself. And, like, one day, like, all of this is going to stop. Like, that's when she kind of does her runs and, you know, all of that. So it does kind of portray life as, you know, a time that's going to have a lot of sucky periods. And what I like about it is that it doesn't shy away from that. It doesn't just say, like, oh, yeah, it's going to be fine, you know, whatever. You know, it does reflect on the negative times a lot, but then the main message of the song is that, like, it's going to stop and, you know, things are eventually going to be bright again. Aww. So I think I'm just, like, wondering, like, if... So I did look to see if she actually wrote the song, and she didn't. So it might not be reflective of her past per se, but I'm wondering, like... She's now taken two songs that are, like, you know, about some kind of trauma that she's faced. And I'm just wondering, like, I'm really empathetic about, like, I want to hear more about, like, what her story is. And, yeah, I love the song a lot. It fits my, like, music taste in terms of, like, I really like vocal stuff. So, like, this one was really good for me. It's kind of like a mixture of, like, ballad and, like... Yeah. Soul.
Yeah.
Like, there was a lot of attitude that was thrown into the song, and I loved it. Anyways. I probably went on too long about...
No, I love that. That was great. Because I listened to the song very surface level.
I did too.
Me too. I was like, oh, a bop.
Well, I mean, it is. I mean, that's... But it's like, ever since, like, Lehigh came out with Breathe, I knew that she was just more than a singer, right? Like, she was really trying to tell some messages.
And I think her vocals are definitely very fueled with, like,
emotion. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I think
she's... Her vocals are very unique.
I think she's one of the best vocalists in K-pop, period, quite frankly.
I agree with that.
No, you put respect on her name, so...
Yes.
That's good.
I stand Lehigh, so I'm glad that she's... She looks great. I don't know if you've seen any of... Like,
she's beautiful.
You can tell she's lost some weight. And I'm not saying because she lost weight, she looks great. I think that... But, like, she just looks really awesome in the music video. Like, the black hair, a little curly... Look great.
She looked
looks great.
Fresh.
Fresh. Me. Fresh out of the YG dungeon.
Like a
new start. Like a new
burden
home.
Burden has been lifted.
A new life.
New home. So, Ashley, you follow AOMG a little bit more. Do you think it's a good fit for her?
Yeah. AOMG is headed by Jay Park, and they just have like a ton of K-R&B hip-hop artists. So, I know that she's a little bit more, like, ballady soul, but she does fit into, like, the K-R&B. And she can do a little bit more poppy stuff. So, I'm with it. I'm happy, and I'm here for future collaborations.
I feel like her personality also, on, like, a friendship level, fits in with that crew really well. Even though I haven't seen any interactions.
Yeah. I like her interactions and her friendship with Akmu, because they're
coming back, by
the
way.
Yeah, they are. She's on that show again, Begin Again, with like Henry Lau and Akmu.
It is.
And
such a great show.
Yeah, that show is really
good.
Should
I watch?
They just like go around busking in like random cities, and they normally do covers of songs.
That's cute.
Yeah. Every time Henry does a cover, he does an English cover.
Aw.
Yeah, but I like...
Didn't Imagine Dragon one, and they tweeted back at him.
Oh, cute!
Oh, I think I saw that.
Yeah, he does. Henry does that thing where he like starts with one instrument and then like builds off that sound with different instruments, and he just layers the music and then finally ends with the vocals, and that's what he did with, I think, Imagine Dragons. And he's like in an industrial space, and he's like banging on like drums. Yeah, I love
like
him. I
natural
him.
Drums, not like instrument drums.
Yeah,
like nature, like... not nature.
Okay,
you know what I mean.
What are you? Nature's drums?
Just
no,
like
they're
what
not
you imagine
like...
in like a indigenous like. Like
it's in like a back
circle.
Alley, so it's not like he's banging on like timpani or like snare drums. He's like, sorry, I grew up in the orchestra.
I'll link it. Never mind. Let's just, like, bongos?
So, like, not bongos, because, like, bongos are real drums. He's, like, banging on, like...
like, home... Like, engineered. Yeah, kind of like that.
Oh, and, like... home engineered. Thank you, Chris. Home engineered
music drum. From your environment type?
Yes.
Yeah.
Anyways.
Like, he created
I don't know how we got to talking about Henry. I'm sorry.
But,
yeah. So, Lehigh. Holo. Definite bop for me. And we'll go ahead and close off with Ashley.
Yes. So, on August 3rd, my new baby, Kong Daniel, came out with his mini album, Magenta. And the song I'm wrecking today is Movie featuring Dawn.
I can shoot that movie. Movie, movie, and I can shoot that movie, 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 yeah.
So before I go into the wreck, I firstly want to apologize to all of the Danity
yeah, because I was going to expose Nathan.
Okay, okay, okay. Let me.
Okay,
let,
tell.
I'm getting
her.
On my knees.
Let her
okay.
Expose herself.
I'm not on my knees, but I'm just imagine me on my knees,
rub your hands.
Bowed down. I'm sorry.
I'll do the shocked.
I'm so sorry for anything that I have said about Kong Daniel prior to this episode. I rescind all my comments. I take it all back because he is fucking sexy.
Oh, goodness gracious.
I love him so much now.
Oh my gosh.
I think Nathan...
I've been talking
to her about KD for like years, I feel.
I don't think it was years.
Like, looks like an otter. I don't know.
I wrecked him in one of our episodes.
Yeah, he looks straight up like an otter. But...
A very good-looking otter to me.
But it's, like, really cute now and endearing, and I love his personality. And what I love... Okay, these are things I love about him. One, I love the tone of his voice. And I've realized about myself that I like boys with low-tone voices, i.e. Chaniel, yeah. Jamin, like, Dio to some extent. Dio.
Yeah. Yeah. But you, we talked about this. You like the lower voice rap singers.
Yes.
Like, Chaniel is a rapper. Also, like, Kong Daniel is more of a, like, he's a rapper kind of vocalist, not really.
Well, he's a vocalist because on his album, I've listened to it, like, multiple times through, and he only sings.
Oh, okay.
And maybe he's like sing rapping, but whatever. Second thing I love about him, he is like naturally swaggy and like cool. You know, like the way that he dances, A1.
I'm gonna give you your time.
I love him so much. I've been obsessing over his new comeback, Waves, with Simon Dominic and featuring Jamie and I love that song. Anyway, so this song, the whole album is really good. Movie, specifically, it's featuring Dawn, which Dawn is spelled D-V-W-N. And the V is an upside down A, which I had no idea that was it. Because I've seen him feature on multiple songs, and I literally thought his name was DVWN. Yeah. Anyway, Movie is, it's just like a vibe. It's something you chill out to. You bump it really loud when you're like driving down the street. The song is about like, it's like the vibes that you get from a girl and the feeling that you have when you're watching a movie. Like when you're stressed out, you put on a movie, you're not thinking about anything else besides like the movie. And so he's comparing the movie to a girl. Like, I'm really busy, but girl, you my movie.
Oh my god. You feeling some type of way about KD.
Oh, he's so good looking. I can't get over him. I can't. He's really good looking.
You are, and he dances really you well. You are produced season 2 late. And oh, the Con really Daniel am. Stands are going to be
love
like...
produce boys.
I know. I listened to our episode where Chris wrecked Con Daniel for the first time. And I thought that his song sounded like he was banging on the piano.
Yeah.
Just like random keys. But I take that back now because that song is a bop.
It's okay. You already apologized for... You said everything. So
everything.
We're going to cover, you know,
everything.
You know.
All comments have been rescinded.
I love that he's the Puma brand ambassador. I know he took that over from BTS.
I saw that.
And now...
Oh, is BTS done with that?
Yeah.
Yeah, they're on Fila now.
Yeah, they're on Fila now. So I'm going to become... Okay. I'm going to change all my activewear to Puma now. Because I stand Ken Tong Daniel.
So what company is he with now?
He is... the CEO of his own company, Connect Entertainment. He was with like FNC or I don't even know, whatever company after Produce 101. And then they had
the lawsuit.
Yeah, the lawsuit and the contract disagreements. And then he finally broke that contract and created his own company. It's very cute. I watched him on this TV show called The Manager, where they take two celebrities and they like follow the celebrity round from the perspective of the manager. So Kong Daniel, he has like a photo shoot for a cosmetics line and they're following the manager around, like the manager driving him to the shoot, ordering everyone lunch. And the entire time, like Kong Daniel is like laughing at the manager because the manager is like witty and kind of nerdy and just like awkward. And Kong Daniel's just like fucking hysterically laughing at everything he does. It is so cute.
For you as like a newly minted stan is that there's a lot of content out there.
I know. I'm really happy that he has cats. I love them. They're so cute. And I love that he loves cats. Because I love cats.
That's like one of the things that I like knew that I needed to tell Ashley was that he has cats. Like one is named Peter and the second is named Rooney. And I was like, oh, too bad your cats have names. Because
I would rename them. After...
yeah, I have no doubt because I know she's obsessed like the last 2 or 3 weeks about
Kong. I know, I'm really sad that I wasn't a K-pop stan during Produce 101 because I feel like I would have been into it now that I'm like an AB6 stan, Aung Sung Woo stan, like Kong Daniel stan, everything. All. So me stan.
That's like four out of like four. Yeah, that's like already so many out of. Anyways. We respect your Ikes. Well, not me.
The danity.
I think that the listeners will accept your apology.
Thank you.
And we will continue moving on, showing this new side of yourself. Thank you so much. And cut. All right. Any case, thank you to the listeners for hearing our K-pops of this cycle. Don't forget to rate, review, and subscribe to us on Spotify, SoundCloud, Stitcher, Apple Podcasts, and iHeartRadio, or on Instagram and Twitter at @EdelTalkPod. And send us any feedback that you have at idletalkpod@gmail.com. Until next time, we'll talk to you later. Good night.
Bye.
Bye.